townhall.com.
Good morning. If you're on I-10 going toward the downtown area, look out for a broken down truck right at around the Stockton Street exit. If you're at 95 south at Dunn Avenue, there's some type of debris in the middle of the highway cars are having to avoid. And then 95 south at Bay Meadows, we have a report of a broken down car. There's only a slight chance of rain today, partly cloudy, and a high of 86 this evening. Our low will be 68. Right now it's 73 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Local election offices are predicting a voter turnout anywhere from 55 to 60%. The final poll in the Florida midterms from Quinnipiac University shows Democrat candidate Andrew Gillum leading Republican candidate Ron DeSantis 50 to 43. And for the U.S. Senate race, Senator Bill Nelson leading Republican Governor Rick Scott 51% to 44%. And so far, over 5 million votes have been cast, with 39.7% of them coming from Democrats, 39.3% have come from Republicans, and 21% have come from the others.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email Ed at WBOB.com.
Our record is, I'm the mayor of a city that is the fastest growing economy in the state of Florida per capita, one of the fastest growing in the nation. My opponent have tried to call me socialist and all these other things, completely out of the range of who I am. I'm a capitalist.
That navigate in my state, the fact that they think I'm, you know, Mr. Break the Law and, you know, all this other stuff that they say, God knows I don't want to give life to it, but all the stuff that they say, I've got to let them know. Anti-police? No. I'm for police accountability. But look, law enforcement society cannot work. And quite frankly, law enforcement can't do its job if it does not have a trusting relationship with the community. At the time that a law enforcement official has to go to a weapon, to a gun, to a baton, to a taser, then they have already have to go too far.
8:04, good morning. It is election day. Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson. That is the front runner according to the latest poll numbers out there. Quinnipiac University poll shows that DeSantis and U.S. Senator Bill Nelson are up by 7 points over their Republicans. What do you think about the poll numbers at 222-TALK? 222-8255.
Just to graduate from college. I am on this stage as the most progressive candidate running for governor, as the only non-millionaire, non-billionaire running.
Ah, but does he have a chance of winning according to the numbers he just made?
The congressman was against the piece of legislation because he is wholly owned by the NRA. He's not going to stand up to the National Rifle Association. That's why they're running all these ads against me.
Andrew Gillum, who claims to have taken on the NRA, but we can't forget about him, especially on the issue of guns, Bill Nelson, after the Parkland shooting.
When you want to get to the root cause of the problem, you got to do two things. You got to ban assault weapons, and you also have to have the criminal background checks on all purchases of a gun.
Yeah, what about the mental health checks on that?
Florida Governor Rick Scott, he announced today he's running against you for the U.S. Senate. He's challenging your seat. What do you see as the biggest difference for Florida voters between you and Rick Scott?
I think Rick Scott will say and do anything to try to get elected.
It's going to be quite a race. I'm looking forward to those debates the two of you are going to have for the people of Florida to make up their mind.
Hey, Wolf, I hope you will moderate one of those debates.
I'd love to moderate one of those debates. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure the people of
Florida... Yeah, we didn't get any debates. I just asked the question. Just to be fair, if this had been Ron DeSantis asking Martha McCallum or Sean Hannity, or let's say even President Trump asking, can you guys moderate the debates? The media would have a major uproar over that. 222-TALK, 222-8255. So here's a question we're asking you this morning. A lot of people have been weighing in. How are you voting today? Are you voting straight Republican, voting straight Democrat? Roger, we're going to get through the clips here in a few moments. These are great clips. Roger interviewed a boatload of people over the weekend. He found some people voting for Gillum and voting for Rick Scott.
Right. Guy was a registered Republican, but he said he was supporting Gillum.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are Republican support. I didn't run across any Democrats who said that they like DeSantis, though.
Yeah.
Not that they weren't out there. But
so we're going to get to all those clips here in just a little bit, but want to hear from you at 222-TALK, 888-222-8255. Did you vote straight party line? Is President Trump on the referendum, on the ballot? Do you believe there's going to be a blue wave, a moderate blue wave, a slight mini wave? What about the Republicans? Want to hear from you. And do you believe there could be a split tickets? 222-TALK, 222-8255. Forrest, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, morning, Ed. Morning, Roger. So how many people a year do you think die from a gunshot wound? Was it 30,000?
I don't know.
It's got to be less than that.
Call it 30,000, and a portion of those are suicide. Now, how many children go missing in the United States every year? 30,000?
Yeah. All right.
50,000? How about 800,000? Go to the Center for Missing Children, Missing and Exploited Children, John Walsh's website, and you can read the statistics. You'd think that would be front page news. But no, this is all about disarming America, gentlemen. They want to take the guns away. And why do they want to take the guns away? Well, then they can really run roughshod. Now, Gillum says, oh, I'm not a millionaire, I'm not a billionaire, and he wants gun control. But let me tell you something about Gillum. He's funded by billionaires, Soros and Steyer, Tom Steyer. These guys are anti-American hardcore leftists, and so's Gillum.
Yeah, he's with the group, the Dream Defenders, if you want to go guilt by association, that uses nothing, say that, you know, the people that the police were nothing but started as a bunch of plantation owners to enslave those out there. They've talked about defunding police. Fact, heck, in Jacksonville, you've got the take them down statues crowd, the Black Lives Matter. They've all talked about not even hiring more police. Even in the midst of a hurricane last year, police helped out during the hurricane. They want to defund the police out there. And Gillum talks about, well, you know, we may have to use harsh language. I mean, if you pull out your gun, use taser or mace, baton, you've gone too far out there. So that's what he said. Not me. That's what Gillum has said. So, I understand the argument about taking away your guns. First off, that'll never happen. Okay? It won't happen. Not least probably my lifetime. But number two is that they want to go further. Abolish ICE. They want to defund the police. They've advocated that. So, Jake. Hey, Jake, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute honor. I do want to say that I am independent. I do ring purple. But I think this country has gone bonkers. The Republican Party, as well as conservative, they are doing an abysmal job. They have divided people. I've seen people, their decisions have just been horrible for this country. And I'm a native Floridian, and Rick Scott, he's blatantly made choices that don't help middle-class American Floridians like myself. So I did vote. I know you don't voice my opinions, but I voted all blue to send a voice to Washington and a voice to Tallahassee. Now, this is unacceptable. Funding the rich. I'm a native Floridian. I don't know about y'all, too. But I never thought I would live in a day in the state that I would have to go to the beach. I can't go to the beach because our current governor has made it illegal to go to different parts of the beach. I mean, this is horrible. He sold the state out to the rich and the elite, and guess what? No one in this country is rich and elite, and I hope we are going to send a voice to Tallahassee as well as Washington. This is unacceptable. This divisive rhetoric from Trump is embarrassing. He's not competent or of the shoes to be president of the United States.
All right, so
I'm hoping...
Let me ask a question.
I'm not through yet, sir. I finish my point, please. I'm hoping, again, that the blue wave does happen.
Right.
Republicans get their comeuppance in 2018.
All right. Now, here's a question. There is a fair argument, some would say, due to some of the, and it goes beyond party lines, that some people cannot use certain parts of the beach. There was a law that was written in by, that was signed into law by Rick Scott. Tell me, what do you think, despite what Republicans you say may have done, what do you think needs to be turned around to promote the middle class?
That's a very, I don't want to say ridiculous question, but I'm sure, I don't know if you're rich, but I'd be happy to answer that question. The middle class, they need help, for example, things that make our lives easier, like instead of blatantly catering to the rich, which, again, Rick Scott has done, instead of allowing the NRA to sell guns to people who are not of the mental competency, because, again, let's be honest now, are the rich getting attacked with these gun attacks in the state? No, they're not. It's easy. The middle class, like myself, myself, we're trying to mind our business. We're trying to live in this state and do the best we can. And we have to worry about the NRA just giving these guns carte blanche to people who don't have the mental competency to own a gun, particularly AR rifles. And I will blatantly admit I am purple. The Republicans are right on some things, but lately the Republicans have been wrong.
Okay, but the NRA doesn't deal with the middle class. The NRA does not deal with the middle class. What guns are they selling?
Oh, let me finish. I would explain that. Again, please don't cut me off. But again, it's not regardless of the middle class. Not the fact that they're allowing the guns to be sold to people to target the middle class. Like, I don't know if you heard me earlier. The rich aren't being attacked by these AR rifles. I don't know if you heard me or not. But
the rich people, are... Wait, hold on. I didn't hear you. The rich... All right, I guess we can have a conversation here. The rich are being attacked by AR-15 rifles? My goodness, man. I asked the simple question. Tell me a benefit for the middle class that you would support, not Republicans or Democrat, that you would support. And all he went off was a tangent going after the NRA. I mean, if you want to beat up on the NRA, knock you. No, not the National Restaurant Association. We're talking about the National Rifle Association. I was fair. I'm always fair in this area.
And to be fair, even though you had to go cut him off, most callers don't get that much time on the air. So
yeah, so
I've met Bill Nelson, and for me, he just follows party lines. He just likes his job. He doesn't make any independent decisions, and it just is amazing that most of the Democratic senators, and it's been told if they don't follow party lines, they get kicked out. They can't have committee shit.
Well, that could be on both sides as well. Roger Henderson, our news director here, was on the individual on the street, I want to be politically correct here,
okay.
Over the weekend at the early ballot locations and interviewed people on both sides of who they support. Here's one: is a DeSantis supporter, wants teachers to get raises, but doesn't want taxes being raised.
I do believe that the teachers should make more money. However, there are other ways that we can do that. I don't believe that taxing the state of Florida, the residents of Florida, is the way to accomplish that.
Now, in Gillum's defense, he said that he's not going to tax the average person. Only 3% of the wealthiest, most lucrative businesses, they're going to end up getting the taxes, at least for the school teachers. What do you say to that?
Again, I don't believe that taxing even businesses in our state is the way to accomplish that. There's other ways.
All right, so here's a few more, Roger. Here's a female Republican that supports Amendment 4. That's restoring voting rights back to felons.
So on Amendment 4, I feel like that everyone has something in their past they probably would change if they could. If someone has fulfilled their sentence and they've done all of their parole and everything they need to, that they should have a say-so in the government that governs them. Mm. And there are exclusions for murders and for sex offenders, so it wouldn't restore everyone the rights to vote, but people who made a poor decision in their youth will be able to contribute to society in their older age.
You know, you interviewed a lot of these people that said that once they, out of jail, they've gone on like a furlough, whatever, or probate. Folks, you do understand by voting, not advocating you vote one way or the other. You do vote in Amendment 4, it automatically blankets you. It gives you and restores your voting rights, bam, once you're done serving the time.
Right.
All these people that Roger interviewed, and by the way, great questions, we got a lot more here, have all advocated, yeah, once they go through the process after they serve their time, folks, you're advocating not to endorse Amendment 4.
Exactly, when they were talking. But a lot of the people I've discussed and had this conversation with, they say that people who have gone through a period of time, the process is so complicated that many of them go decades and never vote.
Here's a Gillum supporter asked about his association with other people being investigated by the FBI. Well, I'll let you decide where this guy is.
Listen, as somebody that's worked in the community for many years, I run into some people, again, that have made some mistakes. We all have people in our lives that, you know, maybe don't make the best choices in life. Does that make you a bad person? Not necessarily. Sometimes you have to look at it from the opposite end. Gillum is somebody that I think that people should emulate. Unfortunately, some of his friends have not taken that and, you know, moved to...
He's already making the case that Gillum's going to get his voting rights back if he gets convicted. But I'm still trying to find out, what does he emulate Andrew Gillum on?
Emulate him in any way, shape, or form. But that, I don't think we should hold that against him in any way. Back in high school, I may not have hung with some of the best folks in the world, but I turned out pretty well. And some of those same individuals...
All right, but this isn't what Andrew Gillum or other people did back in high school. This is about the current situation, why he's, you know, Gillum and all that.
Individuals that may not have been making some of the best decisions back then have now completely turned their lives around. based upon my influence. So I'm not going to hold that against him in any way, shape, or form. And the truth of the matter is, it's some of the charges that they brought against him with those other individuals is so far-fetched, it's ridiculous to me. I mean, if we look at our president now, how many shoulders has he rubbed, and he's the president's...
Well, that's kind of an interesting argument. He says, you know, they've talked about Trump being investigated. You know, wait till it happens right there. Roger asked a woman. Hillary Clinton says, hey, your husbands tell you how to vote. Men tell you how to vote. Bosses tell you how to vote.
Now, Hillary Clinton has been on record saying that the reason why Donald Trump won in 2016 is because their husbands, sons, and male bosses were telling white women how to vote. You're a white woman. What do you think about that here on this midterm election, early voting day?
That's absolutely not true. As a white professional woman, or any way you want to put it, no, I think for myself. I research for myself.
Okay. Now, do you and your husband happen to vote alike, or do you differ in anything?
No, we pretty much, we agree and we think along the lines.
Was her husband standing right next to her when he answered these questions?
He was, actually.
Oh, boy.
The same thing. We have the same values.
Okay. Could the argument be made then that you influence him how to vote?
Not a chance.
Really? Oh, my word. Here's another one, says they're voting for DeSantis because he's got a proven record.
Voting for DeSantis because I think he offers a little more. Gillum, I don't like a lot of his tax policies, and I just think that DeSantis has a proven record.
DeSantis has a proven record. Here's a black female, says she's a Democrat. Roger interviewed her, said she would vote Republican if...
Very quickly, if there was a Republican candidate who stood for the same things you represented, could you ever see yourself voting for a Republican under any circumstances?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
What were the things that they would have to support to get your vote?
Equality, number one. Making sure that everyone gets an equal right to be able to get paid equally, to be able to have rights to do things equally.
Rights to do things equally. Interesting. I'm still trying to find out the difference between a privilege and a right.
They more so may not even want to hire us, so that's why we're getting hired at like lower levels with jobs, lower entry level jobs. So that's why it seems like we're getting.
Are you getting not her, but I mean, are people getting hired at a lower entry level because of education, or is it because, I mean, do you honestly think based on color?
Payless.
Do you blame Republicans for that?
If the Republicans are more so controlling that, then yeah, that would be a reason why. But I don't want to say I blame the Republicans for it. I just think the system is not set up the way it should be.
The system. All right. Hey, listen, I love honesty, man. I love honesty. Let's go to who you want to go with first? Let's go to James quickly. James, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to kind of give you a rebuttal to the when you asked that caller about how it's not benefiting him as a middle class. I'm a Native Floridian too, and you know, his NRA psychosis was just bothering me. I'm glad you gave him all that airtime, by the way. Okay, so let's see how that's benefited Floridians with Rick Scott. Okay, so let's say Rick Scott did align himself with President Trump on a lot of these tax reform. Okay, the tax cuts that, you know, Rick Scott's brought in more jobs to this state than any governor we've had due to deregulation. When Rick Scott went up there to try to get, you know, health care reform, because the Republicans did try to reform health care, but the Democrats blocked it.
Yeah, but Scott did kind of reverse his role there. I got to get going because I got a lot of calls lined up. I mean, Rick Scott did flip-flop in the Medicaid expansion. He did that. If I would have offered that young individual, he would have taken another 4 minutes for every question I would have asked him. That's the problem. And so that's why, just give them enough rope, folks. They'll hang themselves, trust me, politically. Let's go to Joe. Joe, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. I got a question on restoring the right to vote.
Yes, sir.
Does that also restore the rest of the rights? Now he has to serve on the jury? Does he get his Second Amendment rights back, the rest of them, or just the right to vote?
Just the right to vote as the amendment is written.
So he only gets the right to vote, that's it?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's great. If you're a Democrat, you're going to get about 75% of them to vote Democrat. Now, either you get them all or nothing. I'm
going
to vote no.
All right. So vote no. I don't know. I don't think the numbers back that up, that 75% of these people. I mean, if they didn't vote before, I mean, we've had Democrats say, hey, they're more curious about getting a job than they are about voting. That could be correct. I don't know. Let's go to John. John, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yes, in reference to the felons, I worked in the correctional department for a while. How many times can you be in prison or in jail before you get your rights back? I mean, most of the offenders, I don't know the exact percentage, 40, 50, 60%, you know, commit more than one crime. I mean, how many chances are you going to give them?
Interesting. Never thought about that one. Interesting. Joe, John, do you see a lot of them coming back?
Absolutely. They come down, they're handcuffed, they swear they're never going to do it again, and you believe them because they act like they're sincere, and then 6 months later, here they come down the walkway again, breaking into cars or whatever.
I mean, you know, maybe they had their voting rights back, they wouldn't commit another crime.
You know what? There actually has been some argument saying the research has shown once they have the responsibility of feeling like a civic, you know, responsible citizen, they are less likely to commit a crime after that.
Yeah, I'd like to see those numbers. More on the other side, Talk Radio WBOB.
And if you are on I-95 south at Dunn Avenue, debris on the road there, cars are having to avoid it. 95 south at Bay Meadows, there's a broken down car, and 295 north at Pritchard, look out for a crash. Traffic brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
Life is on the line and on the ballot this year. There are many important issues in this campaign, but one is fundamental: the right to life. Sadly, Bill Nelson supports taxpayer funding of abortion providers. Bill Nelson even supports late abortions after 20 weeks when the baby can feel pain. Bill Nelson should not be in the U.S. Senate. Rick Scott knows better. Rick Scott will keep your tax dollars from paying for abortion. And unlike Bill Nelson, Rick Scott will support laws to protect unborn babies from painful late dismemberment abortions. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Their lives really are on the line, and your vote is crucial. On Tuesday, November 6th, please vote for Rick Scott for the United States Senate.
Paid for by the National Right to Life Victory Fund at nrlvictoryfund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. NRL Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Partly cloudy today. We're expecting around a 1 in 5 chance of a thunderstorm today and a high of 86 this evening. Partly cloudy, overnight the low, 68. Right now, it is 74 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, here's some more. We're going to take some more calls in a moment at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Roger was doing the Person on the Street interview this weekend, interviewing people at polling places, interviewed everybody, folks. Everybody. Here was a question to a black female. How can Christians and white evangelicals come together politically?
The African-American community in particular comes from a strong tradition of faith. What do you believe the African-American community and white evangelicals need to do to get on the same page as far as on the social issues?
I think they just need to be more informed. I think that it's an issue with an African-American community with a lot of us not reading, not being informed. It's too many people who come up asking for quick picks, and they don't do the research on their own. So I think that it just needs to be more awareness.
Too many people asking for quick picks. Oh, man. Let's take a couple quick more phone calls. Good interviews, by the way, Roger. Great questions. Nancy, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to address the caller earlier that was talking about working in the correction system, and he is correct. Recidivism rates are through the roof with these guys. But has anybody stopped and just looked at the irony of the fact that the ones that want felons, former felons or life felons, whatever, to vote are Democrats? Isn't that just a little ironic?
I've got a lot of Republicans that are supporting Amendment 4 as well.
And the polling data says the Republicans are behind it too, just not as much.
Okay, well, they were the ones that were pushing it initially, so I just thought that was really ironic.
No, you know, you're correct about that.
Okay.
Well, all right, yeah, the ACLU, some of the groups out there were supporting it. As well.
And if I'm not correct, then Republican Governor Charlie Crist, by executive order, did essentially what Amendment 4 will do if it's passed, although it was struck down later by the courts.
Here's Roger interviewing an individual who believes in second chances on Amendment 4.
Were there any amendments that stood out in particular? One of the ones that's talked about a lot is the restoration of voting rights.
I voted yes on that one.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, I'm all for second chances. I work in the community a lot in the Indianapolis area, and also work in the community a lot here in Florida, and a lot of people make a lot of mistakes in given time periods of their life. Mm-hmm. That, you know, if they could take it back, they probably would. They've changed in society, are now, you know, good citizens per se. So with them being good and positive citizens, they would like that opportunity to vote again.
All right, well, then you have to give them time to become good and positive citizens, which means you would not give them their voting rights back once they get out of jail, you would think. More of your calls coming up next. 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
295 North at Pritchard Road. There's been a crash on the Dace Point Bridge South this morning. There's a broken down car. The Bojangles Country Fried Steak Biscuit may be their greatest biscuit ever, and they're on sale now for just 99 cents. You heard right. Bojangles Country Fried Steak Biscuits, now just 99 cents, and served all day for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Bojangles on Beach, Southside, and Blanding.
If you're like most people, and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text VOICE to 484848. Text VOICE to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's VOICE to 484848.
Your calls are coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Midterm election day finally here, and voters have already been heading to the polls for a while now in the East. Immigration, health care, and the economy among the major issues. President Trump has been working overtime on behalf of Republican candidates. Last night, he enlisted the help of key advisors and some big-name celebrities in the final rallies ahead of today's voting. The migrant caravan continues, snaking its way north through Mexico. And one local human rights official says Mexico City is prepared to accommodate as many as 5,000 illegal immigrants. They're intent on breaching the U.S. border once they reach the southern border. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. Right now, Dow futures down about 50 points, while NASDAQ futures are off 26 and S&P futures 7 points in the red.
More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning, 95 South. Just before Bay Meadows, you'll see a broken down car on the side of the highway. And 295 North at Pritchard Road, look out for a wreck. It's on the right as well. We do see backup there on the traffic cams. Partly cloudy on this election day. Only a 20% chance of rain. Our high today, 86. This evening, partly cloudy. A 10% chance of rain. Low of 68. Right now, it's 74 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Local election offices are predicting voter turnout anywhere between 55 and 60%. The final poll of the Florida midterm elections from Quinnipiac University shows Democrat candidate Andrew Gillum leading Republican candidate Ron DeSantis 50-43. And for the U.S. Senate race, Senator Bill Nelson leading Republican Governor Rick Scott 51%-44%. So far, over 5 million votes have been cast, with 39.7% of them coming from Democrats, 39.3% have come from Republicans, and 21% have come from others.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
More as we continue to move along. Don't forget election night coverage tonight at 7 p.m. I will host all of that with our panel and news guys coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. So we have a voting, there's a polling place downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking out during the – we have a big window during the break. And when we drove up this morning, the Democrats were already out.
Gillum
and all the other guys. So I had a – there was a lady outside. I guess she saw me. I just opened up the windows to look out, and she has – holding up a Gillum sign. And the other one just says, oh, yeah, I love Roger.
Oh, really?
Okay. You're surprised, but I'm just kidding with that. All right.
Yeah, the line is starting to build out there, yeah.
All right. Yeah, we actually thought they were downstairs to come see us, but anyway. Let's go to the phones at 222-TALK, 222-8255. We're going to fly through these. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning, gentlemen. Real quickly, I know what I'm about to share is a little bit anecdotal, but with respect to everyone's trying to read the tea leaves as far as who's going to have a bigger turnout today, one thing that's not being talked about, and I should say DeSantis has kind of alluded to it, but not much of the media has picked up on this, and that is this. The percentage of increase on early vote with the Republicans from 2 years and 4 years ago is much more than what the Democrats increase as far as their percentages on their side as far as coming out for the early vote. And doesn't that reflect on enthusiasm? And if that is reflected for the early vote, wouldn't that also tend to be indicative perhaps on a voting day?
No, because you got 800,000 of non-party affiliations that have voted. They may swing Gillum. You got 1.2 as far as the vote by mail that have not returned it in today. And the majority for Jacksonville, by the way, the Democrats are tremendously outpacing the Republicans in record numbers percentage-wise than that of here in Duval County.
Well, that's not what – okay, then your information is totally different than what DeSantis was on Fox News 2 days ago.
That's 2 days ago.
Well, I mean, come on. We're talking about early vote.
By the way, Hillary Clinton was up 2 years ago in the early voting as well, and by the absentees.
Right. Well, I appreciate your opinion. Thank you.
All right, brother. No, I know. I mean, Tim's he goes, hey, what about this? I understand where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Tim's making a fair assumption. I'm with you. I just, on this one, I'm a little bit more pessimistic because I want optimism to happen at the end of the day.
Right. Sometimes if you're too optimistic, you can tell some people, I don't have the vote. We've got this.
Yeah.
So...
let's go to Keith. Keith, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning, Ed. Good morning, Roger. Hey, real quick, I heard the news break, so I need to say something, pet peeve here. It is not a caravan coming to the border. It is an invasion force. The media needs to get that right. They've already stated their intent.
Wait. Trump calls it a caravan.
Well, Trump's wrong, too. It is an invasion force.
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen, the back and forth, what I want to mention is this year, again, the Democrats have a cheat sheet out in front of my voting place, which is the library. They'll, you know, you come in, it's a Democratic thing, and you come in, and if you want it, they'll give it to you. And it shows how to vote Democratic on everything.
Where's this happening?
The people.
Where's this happening?
This is at the Webb Library on 103rd.
Okay, and within how many feet of the, when you walk in the doors?
Well, there's a parking lot. There's a row of parking adjacent to the door. Then there's an island, a parking lot island, and they're in the next parking lot across that island.
Yeah, technically
75 feet.
Okay. Ooh, really? It was within 100 feet. They're breaking the law.
Maybe it is 100 feet, because they were particular on where they were. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, they're doing it again, so...
Okay, well, I had Becky, thank you for the call. Becky emailed me, says she saw drones. Now, that could be the TV news crowd flying over there because, you know, the helicopters. Folks, listen, I don't agree with the Democrats. You got to give them credit. They're campaigning. My question is, where are the Republicans at these polling districts handing out information?
That's a very good question.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave. David, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning, Roger. I'm going to let know on Amendment 4. The reason is I visited prisoners in prison and know a lot of people have been in prison, and they're used to operating under the in the prison population and not so much in the free population in society. So I think there should be just a period of time when they're operating in the free population in society to acclimate, to see if they're going to continue. But when they're operating in the prison population, not a good thing.
Yeah, a lot of interesting. I mean, do you honestly? I know some people have said, "Well, they're going to vote Democrat." I got news for you. I've had Barney Bishop, who is a conservative Democrat, says, "Hey, listen, the majority of these individuals, men and female, are going back into prison. They're not voting."
Hmm.
Most important thing that many say they need to look for a job. So we got about 25 minutes left. 222-8255. Roger Henderson again, man on the street interviews. He was at polling places over the weekend talking to both colors, both genders, both political parties. Here's one. He says always votes for Democrats.
Governor, I vote for Gillum. I mean, I do have a reason, but I don't feel like I can kind of explain it.
Right. A big factor that people are accused of doing when they do vote is not based upon any issues that they have researched themselves, but based upon what's called political tribalism. In other words, your family's a Democrat, and you're going to always vote a Democrat no matter how they stand on the issues. Right. Is that how you vote?
I would say, yeah, in the past, maybe. But after seeing, like, the debate or whatever, even though I came to the decision to say, okay, well, he's a Democrat, that's the reason why I voted for him.
Mm.
After seeing the debate, it made me be like, well, I know I'm making the right decision.
All right, so she votes Democrat. She can't tell you why, mm-hmm. but she says Gillum pretty much kind of, you know, cemented that up. Here's one that Roger asked about, a $15 an hour minimum wage being proposed by Andrew Gillum. This guy says minimum wage most likely won't cost any jobs.
No, because, I mean, I think we do have to move with inflation. You know, some of the wages that are being paid to some of the workers here are antiquated and dated, to say the least. So in moving it up to $15 an hour, yes, there will be some people that are going to lose. Everything in life, somebody's going to lose in one shape or form. But I think overall that
I thought, according to Democrats, there weren't supposed to be any losers. Everybody's supposed to be equal.
People will gain from that, and the economy will thus far win in that.
All right, so Roger asked the question, well, wait, won't people lose any jobs?
In life, somebody's going to lose in one shape or form, but I think overall that more people will gain from that, and the economy will thus far win in that aspect too.
More people will gain from a $15 an hour minimum wage, and the economy will still do well, Roger.
That's what he was saying. He said that people will have the money to spend, and because they're spending the money at the stores, that will stimulate the economy.
You're not concerned about where the money's going to come from?
No, not as much. We're a very consumer-based society, so I think as the wages increase, more people will go shopping. So I'm not really too concerned about where the money will come from. Plus, businesses have been in worse situations in the past, and they figured it out.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have to figure out if you jack them up with a $15 an hour minimum wage. By the way, go ask the people at Starbucks and Amazon who got major bonuses that didn't have to employ a mandatory $15 an hour minimum wage, and they're getting more money, so let's see what that was. Let me see. I'm trying to find a few more here. You got some good ones. Here's people want to vote for Republicans. Here's one who trusts Andrew Gillum with raising taxes.
Hey, I'm the Gillum supporter. I think that he's great for us, and I definitely voted for him. I like his character. I like who he represents. So, yeah.
There's some criticism of those who didn't support Gillum that many of the promises he's made have a price tag associated with it, giving teachers a $50,000 minimum salary to start. The money needed can end up crippling business growth in the area. Are you concerned about that at all? Have you considered any of that?
Yes, I am concerned about that. Definitely have considered that as well. I think that he's going to distribute it the way that it should be. in reference to that, as well as the business ends.
You know, it's kind of interesting. She does have a point. It's not being distributed properly when it comes to education money.
Yeah.
That's here's one that says it's time for Bill Nelson to go.
I voted for Rick Scott because it's time for Nelson to go. He's been there long enough, hasn't really accomplished much. And it's time to get some fresh blood in there.
Okay. All right. Now, you almost kind of like you support term limits?
Yes.
Okay. If had it been a Republican in office seeking re-election versus a Democrat, would you want the Republican to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, depending on what the person has done, I did pretty much vote Republican, but it's not necessarily I always vote Republican. I look at the candidate, what they stand for in their platform.
You know, I don't want to trip her up, but I would have followed up. Hey, can you name me a Democrat you supported? Or, you know, the Democrats that say, well, yeah, I vote for a few Republicans. Well, can you name me a Republican you supported?
Yep.
They, you know, if they say Gerald Ford, then and they sound like they're in their 30s, don't buy into that. Yes. Now, here's one Roger interviewed. She says that all the jobs that have come into underneath President Trump, he inherited from President Obama.
Well, I can tell you Trump has been in office for, what, a little over a year now?
What did you do this interview, January of last year?
Yeah.
You've been almost for 2 years now.
Well, I can tell you Trump has been in office for, what, a little over a year now? All the jobs didn't come during this period. This is a lot of the overflow of President Barack Obama. Okay. So that's how I feel on that. So he's actually reaping the benefits that President Barack left him to hone on. So there we go.
All right. So there's one who says that he inherited and all the jobs being created, consumer confidence at an all-time high and retail spending at an all-time high, people visiting since the last 25 years is not because of Trump, it's because of Barack Obama. Here's one, another one supports Gillum for all races and economic groups.
For governor, it's going to be Andrew Gillum, because I think what we have currently that's going on in our society today must come to an end. And I think he is for all the right values for the working people, not to give it to the tax benefit to the well and wealthy, but also giving it to the hardworking people that's going out.
But technically, did they not become a beneficiary of the last tax cut?
Everybody was in
the hell. So
in the public every day, and also it's fair for all people, not just one race. It's for everyone. So immigrants that have came over to our country legally, and the ones that's trying to become a citizen. So I'm all for Andrew.
All right. So there's one who I would ask. You, by the way, you're great. I'm not even critiquing you. I wouldn't critique you anyways. You do a much better job than I would. These were great questions. I would have just, this is just me, if I would have, you know, followed up by saying, well, what about illegal aliens coming over to this country obtaining benefits that you or as a citizen already pay for locally?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I didn't think to ask that.
No, Roger, it wasn't, you had so much to do. I'm not knocking you.
There was a lady that I did speak with, and unfortunately we weren't able to use her clip, who did come here from Venezuela, and her English wasn't good enough for her to really understand fully every question we had, but apparently she had married an American, she had a little boy, she loved America, and she seemed to have a sympathy for those people who are trying to come to the country right now in this caravan.
Roger, I know people from where I was born and raised that don't know how to speak English properly. Right. And they're so
get them in the radio.
Here's one. They're all in radio right now. You're talking to one. Here's one supports Governor Rick Scott.
Bill Nelson's been in there since I was born almost, and he hasn't really accomplished anything, and Rick Scott's done great things for the
All right, so there's one there, DeSantis. There's a good one there for him. Here's a Republican who voted for Andrew Gillum.
So I support some of his things, some of the things I don't think he's very graceful with, but at the same time, you know, it didn't persuade me either way to vote or not. You know, I look at the best candidate, but Gillum's obviously a Democrat. I voted for another Democrat in the thing, Governor Scott. I voted for him for senator.
Voted for Governor Scott and then voted for Andrew Gillum.
Yeah.
Why didn't you support Ron DeSantis, who's the Republican and a member of your party?
I just there's something about Gillum that I liked personality-wise. And, you know, I don't think DeSantis really put much out there for us to know about him other than the fact that he's military. You know, and I just liked, a little bit more about Gillum, I guess, and I want to give him a chance. I don't look at the party all the time. I look at the people.
All right, so DeSantis talked too much, he says, about his military. Well, interesting on that one as well. So, by the way, I did tell you, I saw a Facebook page, Republicans for Gillum. It's like 150 people on there.
Right.
I'm still trying to find one Democrats for Gillum out there. All these other ones out there. Roger, if election was based on personality, you and I would be president. You would be president, I would be VP.
Okay.
All right.
State of the Union address.
By the way, somebody emailed me. Here's a quick question. Before we get, some of you like humor. I love humor. Democrats, Republicans, I love good humor. Somebody emailed me. Ed, wait a second. For the last 8 years, if I was opposed to president, the last 8 years, if I was opposed to that president, I was called a racist. Now I support this president, and I'm called a racist.
Either way, you can't win.
46 minutes after the hour. We still got a few minutes left. Some of you that are – a lot of emails coming in this morning. I think a lot of you are voting, listening to the show on your smartphones, which you can download at WBOB.com. I'd love to hear from you. Are some of you going to split the vote? Do you think it's – what are your predictions for tonight? How are you voting on some of the amendments? Love to hear from you. Before we close up shop at 9 o'clock at 222-TALK, 222-8255 Talk Radio WBOB.
295 north at Pritchard Road, there's been a crash. 95 south at Emerson, another accident there. And if you are on I-10 going east, you'll see backup beginning at Cassett Avenue.
Hello, I'm Ted Yoho, and I'm your congressman for Florida's 3rd Congressional District. I'm asking for your support and your vote in this upcoming November 6th election. Let me tell you why. In the past 2 years, we've cut taxes and reduced regulations, creating the best economy in decades. Today, we have the lowest unemployment in recent history across all demographics. A stronger economy means a stronger job market. That means higher wages, increased benefits, and better opportunities. More importantly, we're improving education for all of our children, whether it's in medicine, high tech, STEM and the arts, or high paying trade jobs. We're making sure that every child is educated today for the jobs of tomorrow. We want to make sure our schools are safe so children can learn free of fear. That's why we've provided funding for mental health counseling and enhanced security on campuses across our district. Now is the time to continue this focus on growing our economy and helping our children achieve their fullest potential. Let's keep the future bright. Visit TedYoho.com and please vote on November 6th. I'm Ted Yoho and I approve this message.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley purchased a mansion in Memphis and named it Graceland. And in Liverpool, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store in Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by 3 board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. And for the month of November, the Birkenstock Boston is the shoe of the month, and you will receive a 10% discount off Dansko shoes. Some restrictions apply. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
After the long summer, your air conditioning and heat pump have been worked to the max. You'll want to make sure you have your system checked when the weather gets cool. Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is proud to be an Amana A-plus dealer and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Amana. License number CAC 1813307.
Only a few clouds today and a 1 in 5 chance of rain. Our high today, 86 degrees. This evening will be partly cloudy, a 1 in 10 chance of rain, 68 the overnight low. And right now it is 74 degrees at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email Ed at WBOB.com.
Well, Florida does have a way to restore rights, but you have to wait 5 years and then apply for it. I don't think you should automatically get your rights back. I do understand that people have served their time and they will get their rights back as long as they go through the process. Voting is a privilege, and I think if you're a convicted felon, then you've kind of ruined that privilege.
That was Roger Henderson interviewing people over the weekend at the ballot boxes. voting.
Early voting sites, talk to a lot of people. You know, one thing that did, you know, again, I'm there trying to get people to talk to me on the phone, on the microphone there. One thing I did notice is that the Democrats were a lot more enthusiastic about getting on the microphone. I had to beg Republicans to talk. Many of them refused to. And I wonder if that spoke to the level of enthusiasm.
It could be.
This is free airtime to, you know, support your candidate on Election Day, for crying out loud.
Let's go to Lori. Lori, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that I voted a straight-line Republican, but I think Gillum's going to win, and that's because I don't think the state of Florida wants to be considered a racist state. So I think that's why a lot of the Republicans are voting for Gillum.
Really? White guilt?
Yeah. Yes. I think so.
All right. That's honesty there. We had callers this morning. The Democrats were out there handing out stuff. Get people to make sure that they vote the right way. We're the Republicans.
I have not.
I'm telling you, Democrats have had a much better ground game than the Republicans.
I didn't speak to anyone who supported Gillum who said that, you know, we want to give the black guy an opportunity this go around. You know, none of the type of white guilt language that they really support. They like him.
And by the way, can I ask you a question? Again, before we get back to the calls, at 222-TALK, 222-8255, you interviewed a lot of white people and a lot of black people.
Yeah.
And on that, I mean, you asked all the questions. I didn't see one or two out of all of them that said, well, we're voting against DeSantis based on the monkeying up race comments. And yet I'll hear from, quote, leaders of the black community that act like they represent everybody in the black community, that this is the biggest issue. Why? I can't find one person that's voting for Gillum to repeal Stand Your Ground, but some of the, quote, leaders of the black community depict this.
Yes, they're trying to gen up their base, and I think their base was already going to vote for them anyway.
Yeah.
And I think they give them the pass, and they know it's dishonest.
All right. Let's go to Roger. Roger, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning, Ed. I'm calling about the amendment about letting the felons restoring their vote.
Yes, sir.
Of course, everybody says, oh, well, they paid their dues. They completed their provisions of their sentence. But the thing everybody forgets is, what about the cost of the housing in jail, the guards to guard them, the food they ate? I mean, they ran up a lot of costs during most of those years that they were in jail. They sure as hell didn't pay any of that.
You bring an interesting point on that one. But voting rights is not like Superman blocking you from bullets. It does not guarantee you're not going to go back to prison. I haven't heard that argument he just made, but that's a pretty good one from Roger. Let's go to Frank. Frank, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hi. I was just wanted to talk about the topic with Gillum and also DeSantis. With Gillum, you know, I mean, I'm being black too, whatever. I like to see a black guy get in there and, you know, become the governor. But I'm just not going to vote for a black guy knowing that he's basically a communist or socialist-like.
Mm.
So it's just, I mean, I'm just grown and I'm mature enough to know that the last thing I want to do is put a socialist in there to go ahead and mess things up. So,
hey, Frank, let me ask a question. Well, I'm Scottish and Cuban. I don't vote for them because they're Scottish and Cuban. In fact, a lot of times I'll vote against them just because of that. But, I mean, Frank, is there not enough, or at least portrayed as enough black conservatives in the state? They're there, but they don't seem to get any type of notoriety. Is that what you see?
Well, I guess that's it, too, and probably afraid, too. But they're just not ready, or I don't know of them. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the guy is very articulate. I mean, he's just like Obama, very articulate, very clean cut. Even some of the white Democrats would say, well, he's very articulate, this and that, whatever. But still, the guy
is, Biden would call him clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, clean, exactly. You know, those little trick words that they say, you know.
All right, Frank, Frank, give me your prediction. Who's going to win U.S. Senate? Who's going to win governor?
Well, I know Rick Scott is going to win, but I'll be honest with you, it depends on who for governor. It's a toss-up. If people think like me, it's like, well, I don't want a socialist running things.
Yeah.
Then obviously DeSantis will win. But, you know, when the dust clears, by tonight, we'll know.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. By the way, election coverage, thanks for the call. Election coverage tonight, 7 o'clock. Yours truly will be here, 7 o'clock tonight, right here on Talk Radio, WBOB.
And if you're on I-10 going toward downtown, you'll see backup this morning beginning at Cassett Avenue, 295 South and Monument Road on the East Beltway. There has been an accident. And 95 South and Emerson, another crash there this morning.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
It's almost over. The nonstop political ads, the robocalls, the yard signs, and then what? More of the same. Fighting, claims the other party is or will ruin the country, name-calling. Politics has become like a false god. So many of us turn to it in hopes that it will improve our condition. Yes, the economy is roaring and unemployment is at record lows across all demographics. All of that is good, but only for a time. The kingdom of God is not of this world, is what Jesus said. What of him in all this? Here's something Thomas Sowell has said, quote, "The fact that so many successful politicians are such shameless liars is not only a reflection on them, it is also a reflection on us. When the people want the impossible, only liars can satisfy them, and only in the short run," unquote. So true. Yes, go vote today. You should. But if you want to exercise real power, pray that God would install the leaders he wants in office, and more than that, pray for revival. It's the only power that can change hearts and nations. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Partly cloudy on this election day and only a slight chance of rain. Our high today will be 86 this evening. Partly cloudy with a low of 68 right now, 74 at WBOB.
All right, don't forget tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to be having election night coverage. We do this every election. It's a tradition here on Talk Radio WBOB throughout the state, but also here in Florida. Also, don't forget, you can sign up. You need to go to eventbrite.com for the second year anniversary of the morning show. It's going to be on the Friday after the Thanksgiving week, the Friday after that as well. It's 3 weeks from this Friday from 6 to 9 here at the Salem Center. I got to get you on the list. We're not going to be able to take everybody, but it is a free event, free food, free entertainment, free gift cards, cash prizes. But you got to email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. We'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock and back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Go vote.